Today's class is a bit different from our previous ones, pretty girl. Instead, I'm going to put you in a relaxed state, and I'm going to describe to you a nice little dream for you to think about. Someone as dumb as you obviously can't come up with their own scenarios. Someone as brainless as you obviously doesn't know what is right for you. That's why you come to class with Goddess. Goddess knows exactly what to tell her baby girl to make her mind blank and her clit throb. Get comfortable with me. Take a long, deep breath for me and close your eyes. Release the breath and with that, feel your muscles relax. Let go of all the tension and stress of the day. It's not here right now. The outside world does not exist. It is just a pretty sissy and her goddess. Focus in on my voice. It's the only thing that matters now. Sink deeper and deeper into the soothing sounds. I am going to describe your day as a sissy slut once your transformation is complete. It's a slow process, but imagine how good it will feel once it's done. You wake up first because it's your duty to wake up first. As a sissy, you only have one job, and that's to make your owner happy with you. So you wake up first and wake them up in the proper way, with your mouth. Slipping underneath the covers, you nestle yourself between your owner's legs. Starting slowly, you kiss the head and swirl your tongue around it. You kiss down the length, making sure it's nice and hard. Doesn't it feel nice knowing that you are making your master so happy? The way it gets heavier as he stirs awake under your touch. Moving back up the shaft, you turn your attention back to the head. It tastes like candy to your simple little sissy brain. You could mindlessly suck on it all day, couldn't you? Of course you could. But Master seems to be getting impatient and wants you to get him off. Slowly, you bob your head on his cock. Every time you go up and down, you take it just a little bit deeper. You repeat this motion until you get to the base. You hold it there for a few seconds, just because it feels so good. It feels natural. It feels right. This is where you belong. Impaled on your owner's cock. Not wanting to get too distracted, you start to bob and suck again. This time you add some tongue action and make sure you are sucking it correctly. You pull out everything you've been taught that Master likes because you want him to unload in your mouth. It is your only goal at this moment in time. You want to taste the nectar that comes from your master. You continue working your owner until he finally gives you the one thing that you crave. Some people like coffee in the morning. You? You prefer cum. You keep him in your mouth and hold it there until he allows you to swallow. You would never think of swallowing before being given permission. Once your master allows you to swallow, you drink it down greedily, clean him off, and thank him for allowing you this simple pleasure. He kisses you and starts to get ready for work. While your owner is in the shower, you put on something pretty to make breakfast for him. You make his breakfast, his coffee, just the way he likes, as well as his lunch. You then wait patiently for your next set of instructions because sissies don't think on their own. They listen to those in charge and obey. Once your master is finished getting ready upstairs, he goes downstairs and sees you waiting. He doesn't thank you for what he sees. Why would he? It is your job to serve him in every way. He slaps your ass and tells you to go put on the outfit he picked out for you upstairs. Entering the bedroom, the outfit consists of nothing but a pair of lacy pink panties, a heart-shaped plug, some thigh highs and heels. You automatically start getting ready. There is no point hesitating. Whatever Master wants, you do. You do it because you are an obedient sissy slave. Master wants you to be as pretty and slutty as possible, even when he isn't around. He knows you will obey the rules. His collar is around your neck and he holds the keys to your chastity cage. Everything on you belongs to him. You walk from the bedroom to the kitchen to see your to-do list for the day. Your owner has already left for work. He always leaves you a list of things to do before he gets home. He doesn't want his sissy whore to get bored and start playing with herself without permission. The only time you get to play with yourself and Master isn't around is when it's on the list. Looking at the list today is fairly average. In the morning, you are expected to clean up after breakfast, vacuum the house, start the laundry, and make sure the toys on the list are cleaned for tonight. Not wanting to waste any time, you get to work straight away, being careful not to mess up your pretty panties or thigh highs while doing the dishes. At lunchtime, your owner calls you and FaceTimes you. This is your daily ritual. He checks in to make sure you are doing the chores. He also has you put on a show for him while he eats his lunch. Today, he wants you to edge yourself using only the plug. He laughs at how pathetic and desperate you are. He watches your clit struggle to get hard, but it can't. It's locked up. He teases you with the keys. You beg for release tonight, but he just laughs and tells you he will see you when he gets home. Now you are left a pathetic and desperate mess needing release, but there is still some more chores to get done before your owner gets home. You lay the toys that you were told to out on the bed for tonight since you have just finished cleaning them. You take a little break to watch sissy porn. It was on the checklist after all. Your master likes you to remember your place and to relax to it. You can't help but feel a pang of jealousy watching another sissy getting pounded. That's okay, you think to yourself. That will be you soon. After your break, you start making dinner. You time it so the food is all ready and on the table for your owner when he gets home. It is still warm, and then you wait for him patiently by the door. You kneel and let your mind go completely blank until the door opens and your owner is home. After he has some time to eat and relax after work, he bends you over the couch. He inspects you to make sure that you kept your plug inside like a good girl. He then spanks your ass cherry red. Every slap gets just a bit harder until it's a nice shade of red. Once he feels satisfied, he picks you up and carries you to the bedroom, humming in approval at the sight of all the toys laid out for him. He sets you down on the bed and takes your leash. He attaches it to one of the bedposts. This way, you can't get free. This way, you have to enjoy whatever he gives you. You are helpless. You are vulnerable. And you are completely exposed. You wouldn't have it any other way. You are just a sissy slut. All you are thinking about is whatever you can do to get the cock in one of your holes. He places the keys to your cage just in front of you, a promise of a release you will never get. That's okay, though. You don't need any release. Release is for people that are not sissy whores. Release is for people who aren't sluts. Sluts like yourself don't deserve release. Your owner has his way with you for the next hour, teasing you, playing with your holes, using various toys in various ways. You are a sobbing mess by the time he is ready to enter you. He laughs at how pathetic you are and states that this is how you should always look. You should always be a horny and desperate mess, impaled on his cock, begging for release. You couldn't agree more. This is your happy place, serving your owner with a cock filling you. Right now, you are truly happy. Every time you move your head to the side, you catch a glimmer of the keys while the leash tightens the collar against your throat. Completely fucked out and dazed, your owner plugs you back up again. He doesn't want you to waste a single drop, and honestly, you don't want to either. He unhooks the leash and places it away. He takes the keys and places them back with the rest of them. You wouldn't dare think about going through the keys and finding the one that would release you and let you orgasm. That's not who you are. You didn't earn a release today, and that's okay. Instead, you get to be wrapped up in the arms of your owner and fall asleep. Doesn't that sound nice? Isn't that a day you would love to enjoy? Isn't that the life you've always wanted? You can't lie to me, sissy. I know you. I know what you truthfully want deep down inside. I want you to open your eyes now. It is time to leave this nice dream and return back to reality. Don't pout too much, though. If you are good and follow the rules, I'm sure you can visit your owner again.